He does, but you just said yourself that Rahm Emanuel probably has the dirtiest mouth in Washington.
Well, he has more than a dirty mouth. Rahm Emanuel is son of the devil spawn. He is an individual who would sell his mother to get a vote. He would strap his children to a front end of a steam locomotive. And if he doesn't like that, he can come after me personally. Because let me tell you a story about Rahm Emanuel. I was a congressman in my first 8 weeks. And I was in the congressional gym, and I went down and worked out. I went into the showers, which, by the way, I, for the life of me, can't figure out why they took all the shower curtains off the shower stalls in the congressional shower. I mean, the last thing I want to look is my fellow colleagues naked, but they don't have any shower curtains down in the gym. And I'm sitting there showering, naked as a jaybird, and here comes Rahm Emanuel, not even with a towel wrapped around his tush, poking his finger in my chest, yelling at me because I wasn't going to vote for the president's budget. Do you know how awkward it is to have a political argument with a naked man?
That's surely sexual harassment.
Right across to me.
It's ridiculous. So, by the way, what the heck is he doing in the congressional gym? He goes there to intimidate members of Congress.
Right.
And he was very surprised to find out that it was a little bit more... Come on, senior. After spending 21 years in the Navy and achieving the senior rank of senior chief petty officer, do you think you're going to be intimidated in a shower stall with a naked man?
No, I think I probably would have hit him.
Well, I didn't hit him. But we had words, and he hates my guts. He's hated me since day one, and now he wins. So he'll get rid of me. And
don't let him win.
And this bill will pass, and I don't know what we're going to do in this country. That with the departure of Congressman Neil Abercrombie, who is running for the governorship of Hawaii, and with the tragic and very sad passing of my personal good friend Jack Murtha, mine is now the deciding vote on the health care bill. And this administration and this House leadership have said, quote unquote, they will stop at nothing to pass this health care bill. And now they've gotten rid of me and it'll pass. Here I read, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said Wednesday that he was told the week of February 8th by a staff member in Massa's office about allegations of misconduct. Hoyer directed Massa to report the allegations to the House Ethics Committee within 48 hours. Steny Hoyer has never said a single word to me at all, ever, not once. Not a word. This is a lie. It's a blatant false statement. But when I voted against the cap and trade bill, the phone rang and it was the chief of staff to the President of the United States of America, Rahm Emanuel. And he started swearing at me in terms and words that I hadn't heard since that crossing the line ceremony on the USS New Jersey in 1983. And I gave it right back to him in terms and words that I know are physically impossible. I told him to do things that I know the human anatomy cannot do. There's no doubt in my mind. And then it got quiet. And I said, Rahm, let's have a conversation. You pretend that you're the acting, you're the chief of staff to the President of the United States of America, and I'm a sitting member of Congress. And he said, there's no reason for you to swear at me. I said, you're the one that unlit on me first, and I'm going to give as good as I get. So if Rahm Emanuel wants to come after me, maybe he ought to hold himself to the same standards I'm holding myself to and resign. I've had union leaders tell me point blank, we are not going to contribute to your campaign unless you vote for this health care bill. Is that or is that not a bribe? At the heart of everything we face in this country today, at the heart of the destruction of our democracy, at the heart of our inability to solve our problems, at the heart of the inability for us to actually pass to the next generation of Americans something greater than we received from our parents, is the incredible corruption of money in politics today. It makes me weep when I realize our nation is being destroyed from within. But I will not go quietly into the evening. I will not be ashamed of my actions other than the fact that I used inappropriate verbal, B-E-R-B-A-L language. And I was set up for this from the very, very beginning. If you think that somehow they didn't come after me to get rid of me because my vote is a deciding vote in the health care bill, then ladies and gentlemen, you live today in a world that is so innocent as to not to understand what's going on in Washington, D.C. The leadership of the Democratic Party have become exactly what they said they were running against. They have become exactly what we all ran against. You cannot effectively govern this country without the consent of the governed. The entire nation has said, let's rewrite the health care bill. Let's find what we can agree upon. No, 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 no. We're going to ram this down the throats of the American people, and anyone who stands in the way of doing that is going to be smeared, and they're going to be kicked out of Congress. And we're going to have people like Steny Hoyer lying in the press.
So here's the reality. At this point, nobody knows. Nobody understands. You can't sift yourself through all the various details because of things like the Nebraska Compromise, because of things like $100 million to build a hospital in Connecticut, because of one little line item stuck in. The American people have lost faith in this piece of legislation, and if we pass this bill using reconciliation, it will tear this country to pieces. It will rip this country asunder. And I have made this argument over and over and over and over again with House leadership. I have said, we are supposed to be, as Democrats, the party of unity. We are supposed to be the party that builds consensus. We're supposed to be the party that governs equally, without malice towards anyone. We're supposed to be the ones that find the solutions. But instead of actually trying to find the solutions and writing a piece of legislation that will get you a 90% solution with 70% agreement among the American people, they are going to ram this bill down the throats of this country, and it is going to rip this nation politically to pieces, and it will be a generation before we recover.